G'day guys, welcome back to another United Overseas segment on Full Press Radio Network. We're here to discuss what was quite a disappointing performance against Brighton over the weekend. I can't put it to words at the moment. I was extremely disappointed with the way we played on the weekend. We just weren't able to get anything that we wanted to do. Way too many mistakes defensively. Not enough, I guess, want going forward to win the game. You know, there was a whole range of things that really cost us in that game. And you know, I'll go through, you know, my points, how I saw the game after watching it. And, you know, as you can tell, quite disappointed with the effort. So we lost the game, 3-2, but we were down, 3-1 at half time. And, you know, in saying this, take absolutely nothing away from Brighton, especially in that first half. They played their style of football to perfection. They moved the ball really well. They put pressure on United. They forced United into bad decision making. United just weren't able to keep possession for a long time, and when they did, there was no real, like, there was no real attacking prowess in them, and that was all Brighton, the way that they played. They compacted the middle. They forced us to go wide, and when we went wide, we were just unable to get anything going at that point. So take absolutely nothing away from Brighton. They played fantastic in that first half, and they truly deserve to, you know, be up 3-1 at halftime. So, yeah, they played really well in that first half, Brighton, and they made United look very second rate. So, credit to them. You got to give credit where it's due. They played really well, but from United's standpoint as well, I mean, especially in that first half, there was some terrible defending. You know, we left way too many openings for guys like Murray and Knockaert to get the ball and run into space and take on our players and, you know, put in those good crosses. And, you know, that caused real trouble. Baye and Lindelof on the weekend were, you know, definitely not at their best. Definitely not what, you know, we've become accustomed to, especially with Baye. He made some pretty bad decisions and pretty bad mistakes that, you know, cost us a couple goals. So, just wasn't there on that front, unfortunately. And that's something that really needs to be fixed up for this upcoming game. Especially in the first half, Pogba, Fred, and Pereira had absolutely no influence on the game. That midfield three is huge for us. They need to dictate the play. They need to set up the play, and they had absolutely no influence at all. And because they had no influence, you could see how United played. They played very dull, nowhere near as attacking as what they should have been. Not getting out to the right players. No right movements. The lads just looked, they looked robotic. There was no freedom. There was no freedom of movement. And because there was no freedom of movement, the midfield three just, they looked stale. I can't quite put it to words just how less of an influence they had in that first half. And it was quite disappointing to see. You know, we expected big things. You know, I thought in the first game against Leicester, the midfield actually was our strong point. We played quite good in that area. And against Brighton, it was almost a no-show, especially in that first half. In the second half, you know, when the subs were made with Rashford and Lingard and even Fellaini to an extent coming on, you could see the change. They started to play a bit more attacking, and we got the goal bar a penalty, but that just come from, you know, being a lot more attacking in the second half and actually pushing the game and trying to get something out of it. Had they done that from the start, you know, they might not have found themselves down 2-0 very early and forced to come back from that. So, yeah, I see Lingard and probably Rashford, especially if Sanchez is out again, playing a huge role in the next game against Tottenham. That second half was definitely something to build on, but still a lot of work to do on that front. So, yeah, another point that I made was, yeah, especially in the first half, Mata and Young were absolutely poor on that right side. Now, I know we've got a makeshift midfielder in Young playing right back, especially in the absence of Valencia. And we've got Mata playing on the right side, where he's not a wide player. He's a number 10. He's a playmaker. He should be like David Silva for what he is to City. That's where Mata is at his best, when he's like that for United. You know, we don't have a natural right winger now, and we're forced to play Mata out there. And, you know, down that side, it's because we've got a makeshift mid and a makeshift right wing. You could see the troubles. Mata coming in too much centrally, and Brighton made us pay by going out wide to that side, and they were running at Mata and running at Young, and it caused real trouble. They were able to get cross after cross, and especially in that first half, I can't remember if it was Pascal Gross or Solly March who delivered that cross in to set up Murray for the first goal. And then, you know, you look at the second goal, even though it was a bad mistake by Baye, conceding a corner when he didn't need to. It was again down that right side for United, or the left side for Brighton. So yeah, they were quite disappointing, and it proved to be a big downfall in the end. They were targeting that side, Brighton, every time they went in attack, and you could see it. So yeah, that's definitely something to fix on for this week. And just, you know, the last point, I mean, the second half, again, there were signs of this, but again, it was just mere signs. It wasn't, you know, anything positive to come away from. And that's just Manchester United's lack of inventiveness and threat going forward. There's no risk-taking by these guys. You know, last season when we were down 2-0 against City at the Etihad, and then we come back and won the game 3-2. I thought from that point, you know, that would be the turning point especially for the players, but Mourinho as well, that we can't sit back against any team. We got to go on the attack from the get-go. We've got the talent, we've got the quality. We need to go and attack from the get-go, and instead of sitting back. And I thought that might have been the change, but, you know, I was obviously wrong. I don't understand why a team, you know, against Brighton, no disrespect to Brighton at all, because, you know, they're back in the Premier League again for a reason. But a team like Manchester United should be brushing aside a team like Brighton. And there was just none of it. They play back. They let Brighton play their game on their terms in the first half. And, you know, United wonder why they're down 3-1 at half time. Going forward, it was a lot of sideways passing and backwards passing. There didn't look like much of an effort for, you know, guys running in and behind players to, you know, break away. Wasn't as much overlapping as we're used to seeing. The midfield three, the ball just wasn't moving fluid. There was just no fluidity in the play at all by anyone. And it was really disappointing to see, because that's not the United that I know and that we know. We know the United that's on the attack, that looks to put teams to the sword, just like what City have been doing lately. That's what United should be doing. We have the talent to do that. I just don't understand why we keep playing this way. I know different things have got, you know, their reasons, like, you know, Mourinho's tactics and all that sort of stuff and whatever, I get that. But, yeah, that, especially in that first half, this, as I said, the second half there were signs and it was a lot better. But that first half, I can say that was probably the worst, one of the worst United performances I've seen in a very, very, very long time. So, yeah, that's a lot of work needs to be done, tactical-wise as well. But I feel like we can fix it. We've got the team, we've got the talent to fix it. They just need to work hard on the track and understand that, you know, if we play this way, we're going to get caught. We're going to get caught out by any team in the Premier League, because, you know, it's a tough league. It's the toughest league in the world. And if you don't come to play, as shown against Brighton, you get made to pay. So, yeah, big changes need to happen this week. And that's where we'll lead into the preview of this week, where we play against Tottenham at Old Trafford. And, you know, you look at Tottenham, I wouldn't say they're flying at the moment, but they've at least won their 2 out of 2 games. And, you know, they've got their World Cup stars back. You know, they're going to play their attacking, pressing style of football with Kane and Dele Alli and, you know, Eriksen and, you know, Trippier and so on and so forth. So they've got a very dangerous team, Tottenham. I know they haven't won, you know, at Old Trafford for quite a while. I think since 2004 or 2005, I think it is. They haven't won since then, but gee, the way United have, you know, that the performance on the weekend against Brighton, and, you know, the first two games of the season, actually, we haven't looked quite convincing in any facet of the ground. So I'm hoping that against Tottenham, this changes. You know, I hope that they've done a lot of soul searching this week, United, and they realise, you know, just where they're sitting at the moment and how they're playing at the moment, and that, you know, they need to fix it. Otherwise, they're playing against a Tottenham team who's, especially on their day and when they're firing, can really, really embarrass teams and really, really put teams on the back foot. So I'm hoping that, you know, back in front of the home crowd, back on home turf, that United turns it around and actually comes out and makes a point that they're not going to be a team that is going to just be inconsistent and stand down, because they have the talent to beat anyone in this competition, to beat anyone in the Premier League. And it just needs to go out there to show that they just need to play. They just need to remember why they're playing football, and remember that they have the talent to beat anyone. So that's what needs to be done. Yeah, as for the starting lineup, it's tough to say. I see some wholesale changes made from the team that played. I mean, against Brighton, we had De Gea. I see him starting again. Ashley Young, yeah. Look, with Young, I'm in a mind. I'm not exactly sure what the status is of Valencia, but if Valencia is able to come back, he'd be put straight back in the team in that on that right side of midfield. Sorry, defense, I should say. So yeah, I'm not 100% sure with Young if he'll start next week or not. We'll see. Well, this week, actually, I should say. Baye, yeah, he'll play. I think he just had his one off and terrible game, where, you know, football's a funny game. You know, each player has their off games, so I'm sure Baye will work hard this week and he'll fix that up for sure. Lindelof, yeah. I'll be very interested to see with Lindelof if he stays in the team or if Mourinho decides to bring in someone like Smalling to start in his spot, just for, you know, I guess a bit more physicality and threaten the air and so on and so forth. So yeah, just watch that space. We'll see what happens. Luke Shaw, yeah, Luke Shaw has actually been playing quite well, to be honest. And if Valencia comes back, I hope that, you know, obviously Valencia's going to go in at right back, but I hope that Luke Shaw stays in his position at left back and doesn't get moved to the bench for Ashley Young, because I think Luke Shaw has actually been playing really well at the minute, and he's more than deserving of his spot to at least stay in the team for an extra week or so. So yeah, really hope he stays. Pogba, yep. Look, the thing with Pogba is we know what he's capable of. We know what he can do. We know how much he's a game changer and a game winner for us. You saw it at the World Cup with France, how much he can be a game winner for a team. Doesn't necessarily have to be on the assists and whatever, but just his ability on the ball and his ability to play a key ball and so on and so forth. You know, he's a game winner. We've kicked, what, 4 goals this season? Pogba's kicked 2 of them. Now, both of them have been penalties, but, you know, I don't think he's playing particularly bad, but the game against Brighton, he, especially in the first half, he just looked disinterested. He looked dull. He looked, yeah, just completely out of it. So in the second half, you know, he stepped it up a little bit, especially in passages. And, you know, he showed what he is capable of. He just needs to do it consistently for 90 minutes instead of having these little lapses and, you know, in concentration, these little lapses in performance, which he's more than capable of. So, yeah, he's not going to lose his spot, definitely. But still, I still think that we can get some more out of Pogba for sure. Pereira, yeah, look, first game against Leicester, he was really, really good. Last game against Brighton, didn't really have much or any of an influence at all, to be honest. So it will be interesting to see if he stays in the team. I'm not sure about Matic and or even Herrera with their fitness. I know they've been back at training, but I'm not 100% sure if they'll be playing anytime soon. So we'll see. If not, you know, United don't really have as much of an option. I think Pereira will probably start again, unless Mourinho decides to go start Fellaini, if Matic and Herrera aren't good. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Pereira start again. I think, again, you know, he had an off game, wasn't allowed to have much of an influence at all. So yeah, I think he should at least just try, or he should at least start for another game and see what happens before we make any judgments in changing and so on and so forth. Fred, yeah, again, another midfield player who probably didn't have as much of an influence as what he would have liked and as what we would have liked him to have. You know, you can see in those little flashes that he has the potential and he has real quality on the ball. And he's just got to... It's about putting him in the right spots. And I feel against Brighton, he's playing far too deep in defence, where, you know, he really looks like a player that can actually get forward and play a key pass to the attackers and join in with the attack. And I just don't think at the moment he's being allowed to do that. So I'm hoping that they look at the footage and, you know, they start to get him a bit more involved, because I feel like he's a guy that could, you know, he could do something for us, but he's not given the opportunity to do much for us. So, yeah, Fred's not going to lose his spot. You know, we signed him in the summer. Still adapting to the Premier League. It's only two games in. I get that. And he will get used to it in good time. So, yeah, he's not losing his spot anytime soon. Mata, yeah. Again, I feel sorry for him because he's not a right winger. He's a number 10. He's an attacking midfielder. And it's tough playing from that position, then going out wide and learning, you know, when to cut inside, when to run in behind, when to come back for your defensive duties and all that stuff. And, you know, he's been found out in the first two games of the season so far. It is tough for him. And again, I do feel sorry for him, but in a league where, you know, you pay for your mistakes. Yeah, they've definitely been targeting that side where Mata is. So I see Mata probably dropping to the bench this week. Lingard probably come in, even Rashford. So we'll see what happens. They look the two most likely that will replace Mata. But yeah, I just feel that Mata will get replaced in the side. Unfortunately, he's had a couple of poor performances. I think he just needs time to adapt again, and just time to, you know, get back into the swing of things. And if that means that he has to sit on the bench for a little bit, then so be it, unfortunately. Lukaku, yeah, wasn't convincing by any means. He got his goal, albeit off a big deflected cross, but, you know, he still got his goal. They're just gonna try and bring him more into the game. You know, you saw in the second half, when we actually went forward a little bit more, that he was starting to get a little bit more into the game. But, you know, that first half, he was a no-show besides that goal, basically. He should have kicked another one, actually, very earlier. That could have made it 1-0. But, you know, what can we do? That's his first proper game back from the World Cup. So he's still got time to get back into it again. And, you know, he will. He's already got his goal. It'll be just more about kicking another one. And, you know, what better way to do it against Tottenham? So, yeah, he's not losing his spot anytime soon. And Martial, The frustrating thing with Martial is he has the potential to be a fantastic player. He's got it all. He's got the finishing. He's got the speed. He's got the dribbling ability that he can beat defenders. He's got it all. But for whatever reason, whether he wants to beat United or not, I'm not 100% sure. But, gee, besides against Brighton, besides that one little dribble in the first 10 minutes where he split a couple of the defenders and had a shot or played a pass, I can't remember exactly. But besides that dribble, there was nothing from Martial. Like, when he came off in that second half, it looked like he didn't even break a sweat. So, I'm not 100% sure with Martial. He's got potential to be really, really good, and this could have been his chance, especially with Sanchez out. This could have been his chance to cement a spot in that team, and he by far did not take that chance for sure. So, you'd likely think, especially if Sanchez comes back, that he won't be starting by any means. So you'd think that would be Sanchez or even Rashford to an extent. So, it's hard. That's my predicted lineup would probably be De Gea in goal, Valencia if he's healthy at right back, Bailly at the right centre back, Smalling at the left centre back, Luke Shaw at left back. You'd think Pogba's going to play on the left side of midfield in the three. I see Pereira starting again, so he'll probably start again in centre mid. At the right of midfield, Fred. Our right winger, again, it'd probably be Lingard, I'd say. I think he's got the capability to play out there. He's got speed. He's got some dribbling ability. So I think why not just give it a go and play him out there for sure. Lukaku, he's going to start again. And for Martial, it'll either be Rashford or Sanchez, depending on Sanchez's fitness. So we'll see. But, a big week coming up for United. Big game against Tottenham. First real, I wouldn't say real test of the season, because we had a big test against Brighton, but saying against, the big six of the Premier League, this is the first real test against that sort of side. So I'm hoping that United come out with a bit more want and a bit more of, energy, a bit more intensity to actually go and, take the game and win the game, instead of sitting back and letting teams take control of us. That's not United. They've got too much talent to be sitting back. Go out there on the front. Take the game by the scruff of the neck and put whoever they're playing to the sword. And they can definitely do that against Tottenham. But if we don't wake up anytime soon, then I see Tottenham coming away from Old Trafford with at least a draw, but definitely a win. But my prediction is I think United are going to come back. I think they're going to work hard. They're going to understand what they did wrong, and they're going to fix it this week. And I think it's going to be a very similar game to last year's game, where we won 1-0 to them at Old Trafford. So I think it's going to be the same. I think United's going to win the game 1-0. And get back on track, hopefully. So that was my review of the Brighton game and preview of this upcoming game against Tottenham. Don't forget to give the podcast a big like, a big thumbs up, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. Ciao.